guys, this is your girl Tito. Yeah, your host and today's mission. I'm here again today. I'm here with a very annoying person.
You don't have to force me. If you tell me to not come, I will not come to the studio.
Hey, it's a lie. But I will drag you into rope. Why won't you come? What will you say? See, I always knew that ever since. What were you doing recently? Yeah, just say the most recent one. I know that a lot. Don't be proud.
I'm not being proud.
Oh,
I'm searching through.
I'm blushing. But seriously now, what was that last award you won? The one I even posted on my social media page.
I think it's the best director for
you. See, film. I wanted you to say with your chest, Butango.
No, Allah.
Oh, shit. You see? This is how easy it was for him. Anyways, I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Myself and Bosa, we're going to talk about.
We're adults. Say it with all your chest. Sexual compatibility. The church knows that God created sex, and it's a wonderful thing.
Creation.
No. If it was for recreation, God no go make and sweet.
Ah!
I did tell you.
Be the pain that you go through for childbirth. If it's not sweet, women no go open Lego.
Well, that's true. That's another angle.
So we're talking about sexual compatibility. What's your idea as a guy? What really take your fancy?
For me, I think it's really important. This is kind of things that people don't talk about. They don't take it serious.
Feel really?
Like, they feel like, don't mention it. You know, don't. No, people don't talk about it.
They don't talk about compatibility. See, I don't think so. You cannot say that because even the Bible says that we should not like have sex before marriage.
Oh yeah, point it now. Let me hear. Where?
Me, law Bible school.
Okay.
Also, but like,
there's a lot of things that.
Okay, it's implied if you're talking about fornication.
What's fornication?
I only come out shaking it, Nita.
Means don't have sex.
Nita. So that means you accept ninule. Then he talks about adultery. Come out to she ninu tata bati wanu leke liye tan.
Okay.
Yeah, so it really frowns against that. So why would you be looking for sexual compatibility? I mean, if a guy has not had sex before and the woman who has not had sex before, he will be compatible. Oh, feel me?
Yes, I accept that one. But if you're unfortunate to not be someone that's never, you know, lost it tarry. Yeah, because that means give me compatible, give me money. Yeah.
No, you would be satisfied with what you have.
Well, to me, since we know that talk about two virgins will make, in some cases they don't make, you understand? Because a lot of women tell me that, listen, you guys don't understand that. Most of the worst women they've met in their life sexually are the virgins. Because you know, they don't do it, their mind is filled up with a lot of terrible things that they want to
and
do.
Fear.
Yeah. And when they now enter, the amount of things they want to do to the, you know, if or the unfortunate
it's
virgin.
Like
it doesn't even match up. You'd be like, oh, Abigail, Jade, go on.
Abigail, love butter.
I cannot do this.
Yeah, so funny enough, yeah, truly, I've met more guys that say they prefer non-virgins to virgins.
Also, a lot of guys don't like the whole pressure that comes with, oh, I'm your first, oh, I have to go through all that stress of, you know, because, you know, just like childbirth, people don't say that. Just as it's painful for the mother, it's painful for the children. Yes, now.
How is it painful for the child?
Because the child can't tell you. It's traumatizing for them too. They go through pain. See how swollen their faces are. Ask any gynae or what have you. They'll tell you. Same as the process of
the flower. Did they ask him to come?
That's why they tell you that you have to take care of your children because they did not ask to come. Now you, no fit close your leg.
Why is he?
Or rather, now you,
both no fit come out
blood. Me, you get me. So same as the flowering process. As is uncomfortable for the woman, even though
that
it's
thing
way more
flowering.
I don't know. Sometimes. Someone told me it's grammatically wrong to say this version. So since then, anyway, so people just want women that at least have experience to an extent. You get me?
Are you saying this from a guy's perspective?
No,
like, guys actually prefer girls that have had sex before, or they prefer virgins.
I've said this a lot of times.
Okay.
Women, we're not robots. You know, I have friends that we don't have the same behavior. I have friends I can't stand because I can't be around them. They're not my friends anymore. People I know.
I know one of them.
Because we don't have the same behavior. We don't have the same value. So
yeah.
I can't speak for him too. Men, okay, we're not robots.
Okay, so basically, you're talking about it. I've met
a couple guys. A couple guys that they're not really big on the virgin thing.
I went through a thread online on Twitter, and it was talking about how guys don't really want virgin. There is a religion sect that usually get, is it 70 virgins or so? And they're like, the stress of even this virgin one, you'll be stressed. Do you understand? Why do you want 70 of them? But then again, like you said, it's values. Everybody has different things they want for themselves, or different things that they see to want for themselves. So sexual compatibility, different people will differ. Toye speaking bad.
You're hyping yourself.
If I don't hype myself, who will? Do you hype me? Bitterness and beef have killed you.
For compatibility, for me, you know, I think it comes with the evolutionary thing with men and ego, and you know, animals, they fight to death because of, you know, sex, because of women. You get me? So a lot of men don't want it. They don't want no other man to have seen their woman naked, let alone sleep with
them. So who are they sleeping with to find their compatibility? Like, you cannot know if you're compatible with somebody except you've compared.
Yes. But, you know, of course, they'll use the template. Template is, as long as person doesn't have too much experience, you guys, well, you're good to go and you learn together. I have a friend of mine then that told me back then that, listen, man, my wife was a virgin and then we learned everything. We used to watch, you know, erotica.
So those people watching erotica, compare. Because there's a saying that says when you're having sex and you're watching porn, it's possible that you have flashes of the person in the movie, not you, Bongo, not the partner. So why would I want to be sleeping with somebody and the person in my head is another lover?
It's possible, not that it's a fact, you know.
Yeah,
some people like it, you know, some people can't stand it, you know, but, you know, compatibility thing is like, it's vague, let's not lie.
Do you think compatibility also comes with the size of the genitals?
Of course so. So, you know, a lot of women talk about the issues they have with their partners with smaller genitalia.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about the ones that they can't talk because their husbands have too much, you know, and it's too much for them. You get me? Because everybody will tell them that.
How you go there? Allah about push. You will give some people over small. You will give some people
and whenever they go out, they tell them, don't worry. Your genitalia is elastic, it will accommodate it. And they've been there for a while. Kogba! You get me?
And then it's very cool, sorry, on that table.
You get me?
But okay, so on interesting, in that kind of situation, would you accept that it's better they had checked it out before? Because you see some guys very. Okay, so there's like, you know, I went to go to school, and then so, like, I just very sweet for me. I like, I have friends that will talk about all these kind of things, guys when they come, guys and stuff like that. And a couple of girls are like, you know, bitterly talking about their pains, about a guy having very small penis. Very, very small. But
as in, yeah, but you know, I feel like,
but they are so kind and caring.
Yeah, the small stuff, guys, they find a way to make up. Either with money or with the use of other, like, oral sex, you know? You know, most of the women that they know that their husbands are good and they don't want to leave their husbands because of their small genitalia, they make it up with oral sex. And you see sometimes some women, it's only oral they like in this life. Don't even bring a penis near them. Because with oral, they are good to go.
Yeah, they don't have.
Yeah, they can orgasm 9 times.
Yeah,
one time. And they be like, what are they looking for?
Yeah.
A husband has small genitalia. He takes care of me. We have money, and I always come. but you're a woman. Would you say that the penetrative orgasm is more enjoyable than the oral sex?
I feel like there should be a balance.
No,
if there is a balance, see. So it's not I'm speaking for myself. You cannot, or my opinion, I cannot think that one rule would apply a rule. I feel like it's a combination of both rules that would make it pleasurable. Do you understand? For example, there's a reason why there's oral, there's a reason why there's penetration. So I feel like there should have a balance. Like, don't let your sex life be like monotonous. Do you understand? Don't let it just be oral. Like, after a while, you almost swear.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what they call about spicing up and everything. So, if your husband or your guy has a small genitalia, you can introduce toys.
Yeah.
So, really, there's really no point seeking out that sexual compatibility, because you really need that person aside from sex. Is just like Martin Mom 2 hours. Do you understand? You spend the remaining 22 hours with the other part of the person. Jigget.
Yeah.
So, like, if you dwell everything on, like, I hate to go to log on, there's so many ways to help and spice up your sexual life. If you are like, if you pick a partner solely because of the sexual compatibility, go hard for you, because some people are just unkind.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a case of you don't internalize the thing. Mm-hmm. They're just unkind. So after that 2 hours, the remaining 22 hours, an unkind person, how do you deal? Is it every time woman or balasa? Do you understand? So there's so many things. That's why for me, sexual compatibility to me, it is one of the things that you think about. It's not what you think about.
So it's overrated.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's like love. You know, it's hard for you to actually love yourself the same way. And you consider my love any KG more.
So that's the thing about showing up. Yeah? It can never be 100 every day. Mark Barrow, like, there'll be a day that it will be 100. Mm-hmm. There'll be a day that it'll be 90.
Uh-huh.
There'll be a day that it'll be 0.
Mm-hmm.
But because, okay, so they say, what's that my, there's this, it's not really my mantra, but it's one thing that I go by. Like, your attitude over time, it's what builds my trust. So, do you understand?
Yeah.
So if you are like consistent in this particular behavior, I would trust you to act that way if a situation like that arises. Mm-hmm. You understand? So if over time I already know that this is how you behave, I trust you to behave like that.
In the case where you don't, you give the person benefit of doubt.
Yeah, because that is not how you are every time.
Yeah.
So for example, there will be a day that you have 100% maximum pleasure with your partner, same routine, same everything, and there are some days that it's just off. But you trust for your sexual compatibility life to be good, because there have been days that it's been awesome. So you can't place your relationship, you can't base your relationship on strictly sexual compatibility.
I think everything is balanced. You can't place it on strictly money. You can't place it on strictly looks. You can't place it on strictly good in-laws. You know, just balance it.
Okay, so, I don't know why. I have something I want to say. Okay, so that looks thing. Woman, check out when you're lost, no problem. Because look at it. You marry a woman that is skinny as fuck. But guess what? Just one child, she blows up. Do you understand? So I really don't think look. I think look is the initial attraction that will make you talk. But after that day, I don't think he even bothers. Look at people that have like, what's that? Lost.
Yeah,
they have that. And when a guy sees them on wig, he's grown attached, he's seen them in their life, and then she comes home for a weekend one day and
say you're weak.
Do you understand? He's like,
Lord have mercy.
Oh, Joshua. What is oh God, oh Bami, oh Jamila, you get that kind of thing. But he has grown something more over time with that. Okay, fair. He's like,
there's a girl that she said she loves her husband because of his bow leg. He said, have you seen the bow leg? Just looking at her, I just want to have babies for him.
Jigget.
And she said, if that bow leg straightens, I'm done with this man. And you look like, you cannot be bow leg when she rickets something.
Oh no, mashallah.
And so I'm like,
that's how I think. Different strokes. Yes. So beauty, and some girl will never touch him. But then again, in this life, I've noticed that you do not insult people a lot for so many things. Like, insult women. Oh, this girl, you know what I mean? Most times, they end up marrying girls have very flat bum bum.
Yes, now. They'll not change their story. See, I know, like, woman, we are but attitude, nine cover up.
Now, you just have to get.
All of us could be all right.
We all be all right. So that's why even me, I stopped insulting. But you get me.
Oh, what?
Oh, bye for now. Bosa, you have to get off the studio now. You have nothing to say. Sexual compatibility, do you? Bye.